Welcome to it. I'm here to say all the things you wish you could, but you know if you do, you will get fired. I will get a raise. The Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Confederate statue that prompted the protest in Charlottesville must stay right where it is, according to a circuit court ruling in the case. We'll talk about it. Virginia blocking its destruction. Number two, the UAW workers strike against GM now in its second day with nearly 50,000 hourly workers idled by the walkout. Talks are continuing, but will they bridge the gap anytime soon? And number one, the firestorm lit by the New York Times and its inexplicable smear job on Brett Kavanaugh that used not only uncorroborated allegations, but allegations denied by the person who was supposedly the center of the accusation to begin with, have torn off the cover of the New York Times, the president saying, in fact, the New York Times is dead and just might be. Now, think about this. Think about this. The New York Times knew the story was so weakly sourced, it didn't put it in the news section of the paper. It put it in the op-ed section of the paper. That's how weakly sourced this story was, that Kavanaugh had exposed himself in some fashion during a drunken college party during his time at Yale. But if you look at the book from which the excerpt was taken, if you read another sentence or two, you would have learned quickly that the woman involved at the center of the conversation, number one, says she doesn't remember it ever happening, and number two, doesn't want to talk about it. So the New York Times goes with, and by the way, the guy that's bringing the accusations to the writers of this book, he was also getting it third hand. So this isn't even good gossip. This is two or three steps removed down the line, right? So the New York Times has gone out there and smeared Brett Kavanaugh again. This just shows you the nature of the beast and how desperate these people are to somehow put an asterisk next to Brett Kavanaugh's name in case abortion is ever discussed and a ruling is ever handed down by the United States Supreme Court on things like Roe v. Wade or anything else. They want to make sure they've got Brett Kavanaugh tainted, even though the accusations leveled at him by Christine Blasey Ford and in this latest smear job. Never a corroborating witness, never a timetable that made sense. Nobody's ever come forth and say, yes, this happened. I saw this man do this, whether it was high school or college or any other time. And it ought to infuriate you as an American citizen that another citizen could be so maligned, so attacked, so libeled without recourse. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh could, of course, file a libel suit against these folks. He won't, I'm sure, because he's a sitting justice on the United States Supreme Court. But the tactics here are reprehensible. All's fair in love and war and politics, we're told, but this is beyond the pale, what has happened here. In fact, last night, at a rally in New Mexico, the president himself discussing the New York Times and their behavior, and he believes the paper is dead. Let's hear from the president last night. It's bite number 16. Bite number 16. Go.
And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation. I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story. And while you're at it, the Russian witch hunt hoax, which is just as phony a story. They've taken the old gray lady. Do you know the New York Times for years? The old gray lady, so prestigious. They've taken the old great lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation. She can never recover and will never return to greatness under current management. The Times is dead. Long live the New York Times. Long live the New York Times. And I do want it to live, but they have to change their ways.
They do have to change their ways. Long live the New York Times. The president saying the New York Times is dead. And how can you argue with that? You look at what has happened in media over the last 2.5 years, and it is an embarrassment to journalism. Coming up later in the program, I sit down with Congressman Devin Nunes. the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, for an exclusive interview we'll share here on the program coming up in just a little bit. And you'll want to hear this because we discuss the state of the media today, among several other topics. You don't want to miss any of it. Just a bit of a programming note. Now, continuing with our conversation about Kavanaugh and the New York Times and the way he was treated, the number of people that weighed in on both sides of the aisle was very telling as to how poorly the paper had performed in this scenario. One of those, Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, lit up the old gray lady for its reckless, and if I might say, it's just a half-assed smear. I mean, it was terrible. This wouldn't have gotten out of a first-grade journalism class. This wasn't even good gossip. It was not even sourced as good gossip. Think about that. It's Chuck Grassley, bite number four on this topic. Bite number four. Go.
Let me be clear. This is not an allegation. It's barely a third-hand rumor. These writers, can you believe this? These writers didn't even speak to the man who they claimed originally recounted this rumor. What's left are only layers and layers of decades-old hearsay. No more corroboration, no more verification, not even anything from the accuser himself. And nothing, most importantly, nothing from the person who was allegedly involved.
This is what would happen at a real news organization. Today would have happened yesterday. I'll give them a pass until today. At a real news organization, the authors of that piece that ran in the New York Times would be terminated. The editor that approved of that piece to run in the New York Times would be terminated. You have no future in journalism. You have no future at this paper. Those people should be fired. There is simply no other recourse for this kind of Bush League behavior. These people should be fired, and for good reason. They're going after a man who has been accused of everything under the sun from the time he was a 17-year-old junior in high school through his college years. No corroborating evidence, no evidence whatsoever that this man that has conducted himself at the highest level of the judiciaries in different courts around this country somehow is being attacked. And he's being attacked for one reason. One reason only, because he is a conservative. He is a conservative put forth by Donald Trump, and these people on the left, they're seething mad. Seething mad that Donald Trump won the election, and more angry that he's able to put people, good people, a good man like Brett Kavanaugh, on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, that doesn't mean I'm always going to agree with Brett Kavanaugh's take on the cases. But this needs to stop. The politics of personal destruction needs to stop. And we need to be optimistic and move forward and figure out what we can do to make this country a better place, not tear it down internally. That's my take. What's yours? It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju laser treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.